Good morning, my friends. Happy Tuesday. Honestly, kind of forgot what day of the week it was. May have gone to bed a bit late last night, but good news. I got a haircut yesterday. I was growing a mullet, was not cute, and we are back to looking like a regular human being, but we're here to talk about cannabis, not my hair. This is Elliot Lane, host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Let's dive in to what's happening in the cannabis markets today. Akerna, NASDAQ-listed KERN, announces a strategic review to increase stakeholder value. They engage JMP Securities. Their CFO, John Fowle, is leaving. I love John. He's a great guy. They'll have an interim CFO now who is being promoted internally. Their president and COO is also transitioning to be a special advisor to the CEO. So obviously, Jessica and team over there not necessarily happy with the current state of things at Akerna, looking to increase value for the company and for those who have invested in the company. So we'll see where this leads. I don't think this is just the beginning. And I would imagine Jessica is a wonderful, wonderful CEO and understands when she needs to make moves. So I am interested. We'll keep an eye on them. The Department of Justice, per Marijuana Moment, is urging the Supreme Court to reject cases on medical cannabis and workers' compensation, saying that marijuana policy is evolving and that Congress and the executive branch are best suited to handle the federal-state conflict on the issue. That would be nice if they ever took any action. The Food and Drug Administration issued a safety alert about marijuana-infused copycat food products that resemble popular brands. Think the Cheetos that we discussed yesterday at the elementary school out west, sent six elementary kids to the hospital. This is not the first time. I believe there was something in New York a couple months ago. So this is an issue. These are illicit market products. These are not legal products, obviously. And hopefully we can get these rounded up very quickly. Senator James Lankford, a Republican from Oklahoma, mocked his home state's voter-approved medical marijuana law, which he unsuccessfully campaigned against in a Senate floor speech about his opposition to abortion rights. Also per Marijuana Moment. Planet 13, PLNHF on the OTC, reports their first quarter. Their revenue of $25.7 million is up 8% year over year. Interestingly enough, they are actively pursuing a U.S. listing. Right now, it is federally illegal for them to be listed on the NASDAQ or NYSE, but they are preparing for the moment that safe banking passes or any type of legislation passes, letting them join the ranks of the NASDAQ and NYSE listed file. They also closed their Next Green Wave acquisition, which was a very, very great company out west in California, a legacy grower. So they acquired some great products, some great quality. They also acquired what was a very positive financially driven company, we'll say. The Cannabis Control Board in Vermont issued its first license on Monday for retail marijuana cultivation. There is still growing frustration in the state as others are looking to plant their roots in the industry itself. Green Lane reports, GNLN on the NASDAQ, revenue of $46.5 million in the first quarter, which is up 37% year over year. They have much larger tax liabilities this quarter, I think somewhere over $10 million. Brand sales and cash on hand are both down, but they do save $8 million with a reduction in force. So overall, I would say let's wait until the next earnings to pass judgment on Green Lane there, but some of their statement does make me take pause, even though I do love the year-over-year growth. IIPR, Innovative Industrial Properties, acquires a Massachusetts property and enters into a long-term agreement with Tilt Holdings, TLLTF, on the OTC. Halo Cannabis, HCANF, on the OTC, revenues in first quarter of $7.6 million are down 23% year-over-year. They did have their first incubated company, Aconda Corp., go public. They IPO'd last quarter. They also, I would say the big decrease year over year is from product pricing on the West Coast. And obviously seasonality plays a huge effect in this industry, as we've seen across the board in these quarterly reports. American, ACAN on the OTC, is a cannabis rental facility company. And they released their first quarter results of over $600K in revenue, which is up 52% year over year. If I'm looking at winners on the day, my winners are probably IIPR and Tilt Holdings. I think those are both great companies to partner with, and they partnered with each other. So I'm all about that. Planet 13, I think we'll keep a winner for now. I would say we want to see their California and Florida adventures go a little bit better than they have so far. I'm keeping an eye on Green Lane and Halo for next quarter. And Akerna, as we mentioned, we'll keep an eye on. So that's literally all the stocks I listed. But my winners, IIPR, Tilt. Looking forward to doing this a couple more times. Benzinga will be reporting tomorrow morning and Friday morning, even though we will be at MJ Unpacked. So if you are at the event in New York City, give us a holler. Outside of that, have a great day, y'all. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.